welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and today I have the honor of bringing on Kate Maloney, who I recently got to spend a little bit of time with in LA filming for Rise Up, the movie, and completely humbled to be a part of this culture-shifting documentary. And let me tell you a little bit about Kate. Not only does she have an incredibly inspiring background, but I know that you're going to be able to find a way that you can be a part of this incredible movement that she is helping to create as well. Kate holds a master's degree in clinical psychology and a doctoral degree in psychology with an emphasis in organizational applications. She has applied her formal training to the areas of business development as an entrepreneur, organizational psychologist, executive consultant, and author. So she is the co-board chair along with John Mackey, CEO of Whole Foods Market, for the Center for Integral Wisdom, and has recently been working on Rise Up the movie, which we're going to talk about today. So let's get started. Kate, I'm so incredibly excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time today to talk with all of us.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for having me, Lori. It's totally a delight to connect with you as always.
So I know that I just introduced you to everyone, but I would love if you would just bring us back before all of this amazing stuff that I just chatted about in your bio, and just bring us back to the point, maybe before you even knew what you wanted to do, because I know I'm so excited to be a part of Rise Up the movie with you and be a part of this huge movement that's happening, but take us way, way back before this was even a thought.
Yeah, you bet. Oh my gosh, a little stroll down memory lane. Well, you know, I think myself, like most people, particularly most women, you know, I ended up coming out of high school, you know, going into college and being in that place where all of a sudden I was supposed to know what I was supposed to do with my life. Mm. And you make it up. That was my experience. I made it up. I just started saying something.
I love it.
Like, you just had to start saying something, right? And I started paying attention to, you know, what inspired me and what do I love? And, you know, and I just started rolling with it. And through college, where I found myself was getting an undergraduate degree in psychology. Mm-hmm. And in communications and film. And so I loved that. That was fun. I had no idea what that meant or what I was going to do with it or where I was going to go. But really the world was pulling me, or so I thought, you know, society was pulling me to, well, what are you going to do? And, you know, God bless me. Here I am, like probably 21 years old. You know what I mean? Like, I look at the 21-year-olds these days and I'm like, oh my God, go play in Europe.
Yes.
Go do something fun, you know? But it's so easy at whatever age we're at to have this expectation, like, well, what is it you're doing? You know, and you should know, and it should sound really good, P.S., you know? Mm. And I didn't know, and I kept making it up, and I decided that I really loved psychology, and what I really loved underneath it, like the real pull from my heart, was making a difference with people, you know, really impacting people to living a life they loved. And so that's what I knew what was true for me. But inside the models I had, I didn't have a lot of choices at that time. I didn't have a lot that was completely available to me. So what I chose for my next step, because really, quite frankly, it sounded good, is that I decided to pursue a doctorate in clinical psychology. And I went on and I applied to and got accepted to a great university, and spent the next 4 years in a doctorate program that was really quite horrific, you know, and was maybe one of the darkest times of my life. And that was really confusing to me because I looked good. You know, I was Kate Maloney off getting her doctorate from fancy university and, you know, in clinical neuropsychology, but I was desperately unhappy and unfulfilled, which was ironic because I was in this whole thing to have people be fulfilled and living a great life. And so for me, it was a real epiphany for me when I shifted to the space of, well, what looked good, you know, and begin choosing from, well, what was I saying that was kind of from a looking good perspective, and this sounded good, and this made me, this made sense in some ways, to like, well, what do I want to do? Like, what sounds like fun, you know? And I began to look for myself, like, I don't know, I've got this one life here, you know, like, this is not going well. And so I don't know, what do I want to do? And so from that place, you know, I began making up new things. And at least this time it was things that sounded like fun and less that sounded like that was really kind of driven by looking good, and which was totally fine. I mean, total compassion to my younger self. It got me to every place that I've gone. And so I got to the point where I had this background in the mental health field, and I realized that they taught us to be great clinicians, but they didn't teach us a lot about business. And I actually really loved business. I loved business. I loved being entrepreneurial. I loved creating things. And so I actually put a team together and I built a technology platform that provided tech services for the mental health care field. And I was fortunate enough where I brought together a great team, and I had a few great friends who believed in me and gave me a little money. And I built this company, and the company took off, and I was really fortunate. And then that company went so well that we ended up starting a number of companies in the healthcare space. And over the following 8 years, I ended up building 8 different companies and having exits eventually on all of those companies, and just really went on an amazing ride as an entrepreneur by really following my passion, following what sounded like fun, running my companies in a way that was not traditional. You know, it was, I didn't have the MBA, you know, I didn't have any of that. And so again, I just like really made it up day to day with like, well, I don't know, how would I provide great service to my customers? How would I treat my employees? And I didn't even know how the normal world did it, you know. I just kind of made it all up, and that was really the thing that pulled me along that path.
Wow, so many good things in there. And I love that the question that really ran where you wanted to go was, what sounds fun to me? Because I think so many people are, and I know I can speak to this, is it was like, I would have done anything for a title. I just wanted a title because I thought that once I got that title, all would be good. I would be happy. People would finally respect me and really listen to me. And it just goes to show that if we're not, you know, no matter what title it is, because you got a pretty good one, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to feel happy or fulfilled, because we're always getting those gut checks, right? Like, maybe that's you right. Should be doing something else. And I also love your journey because you keep on going down these different paths and these different roads, and it takes you to these different places, but it's all coming from that same question, right? What sounds fun to me? What sounds good? So what happened next? Where did that take you?
Yeah. And so on the journey of what sounded like fun, once I sold a number of my companies, I was in this new place, you know, where I was able to look newly and ask the question again, which was really coming from nothing of like, now what sounds like fun? And so I looked at, you know, what's the opportunity for me to leverage my experience, leverage my resources, leverage my passion in a way that inspires me to get back to my roots in a real fundamental way, which is having the world be filled with people who love their lives. And so I was fortunate enough along the way of my journey to cross paths with John Mackey, who's the co-founder and co-CEO of Whole Foods, and was asked to join a board of a nonprofit that he was involved in. we ended up becoming co-board chairs of this nonprofit together. And it was really from that that we created this vision of, you know, how do we come together as individuals, as leaders, as people who are passionate to making a difference in the world? How do we come together to impact each other and to be greater together than we are as individuals? And I'm so inspired. From here, we created really, this was the birth of the Rise Up movement. And the whole point of Rise Up is, how do we rise up together? How do we rise up and have great lives? How do we rise up and give our unique gifts? How do we rise up and make a difference in the world? How do we rise up and have success? How do we rise up and have all of it? Like, it's really when we come from that place that we have a world that works for everyone. Oh. And so that's the vision.
That is so, I mean, it's so amazing, because it's a process, right? It's so many different things that I can even look back on my journey. And I know that, you know, we know so many people that it's like you said, you know, just going along your journey of the different passions that you followed, the different things that really made you wake up and change your just perception of the way that life is lived, the way that business is done, the way that you want to feel fulfilled. And that's why I'm so incredibly excited about this movie. And just what everyone there is doing, is because I think it hits people at every part of the journey. Whether I love it on the website, whether you're waking up, whether you're growing up, whether you're showing up, I think there's so many different places, because I think people who are listening, maybe they're just waking up and saying, wow, there's a lot more to this world than what I thought, or wow, this is not actually making me happy. What is going to make me happy? Or maybe there's entrepreneurs who are really basing their business on giving back. So I absolutely love what this is doing. So can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, how it really got started and where you're at right now?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we decided to come together, to bring a group of people together here in Boulder, Colorado, for a summit. And at this event, we decided to bring together people who were at all stages, and to really share their journey of waking up, growing up, showing up, and rising up. And so inside of that, we brought together, you know, Blake Mikoski from Tom Shoes, Tony Shea from Zappos, Alanis Morissette, you know, Grammy award-winning artist, Jack Canfield, tons of amazing people, 40 of these leading minds, to really this intimate event where everybody took 4 days and we listened to each other. And for 4 days, all of these 40 people, and then an intimate larger group as well, we came together and we really dove into what are people committed to? What's emerging for themselves in their work in the world? What's emerging for them in their own process? Where are they at? And so it was from that we really began to look at what have we found for ourselves is the model of success. What is this new model of success? Not the success we've inherited necessarily from society, the inherited version of go and get a PhD in clinical psych, or, you know, for all of us, kind of wherever we think we should be going, where we should get our happiness or our fulfillment, but really what's the new model of success where we found personal happiness, where we found success in our business, and where we've been able to make a contribution to the world? Like, what does that look like for each of these people? And so it was a beautiful 4 days of everybody sharing their process. And inside of that, we were all transformed. And inside of that 4 days, everybody in the room, you know, was shifted and altered and transformed. And we came out of that 4 days coming from the space, which was, let's create a movie. Let's create something that we could put into culture where all of us come together, where we're greater by coming together and unifying our voices than any one voice has alone. You know, so, you know, John Mackey's doing his conscious capitalism thing, and Tony Shea's doing his Zappos thing, and, you know, Michael Beckwith's doing his Agape thing. Everybody's doing their awesome things. But what is the unified message? What is it that we're all coming together to say and inspiring the world to do, which is to rise up in their own lives?
Wow. Okay. So I'm just picturing being in that room for 4 days with all of those people, with yourself, with everybody that was there. And What did that actually feel like? And I know that we're all, what's so interesting is, you know, I watch all of the different clips that are coming out of the movie, and people are all saying the same thing in a completely different way. But when you really listen to the underlying message, it truly is all the same beautiful message. So I'm just wondering how much of, you know, what was happening in those 4 days, did you just find this through line all the way through of what everyone was saying?
Yeah, absolutely. There was totally this through line. There was this beautiful arc, this beautiful narrative that emerged that was completely organic. You know, and one of the things that we talk about is that we all have our unique gifts. We all have our unique self-expression. We all are unique selves, right? Mm-hmm. And inside of us giving our unique gifts and expressing our unique selves, we get to be in this symphony, in this jam session with each other. You know, and when I'm doing my Katie thing, you know, and you're doing your Lori thing, and, you know, Alanis Morissette's doing her Alanis thing, like this magic begins to happen. Mm-hmm. And when we all have permission to really unleash who we are, that's where magic happens. And that's like where we call, like, you know, there's different phases of like waking up to what's possible, growing up into your unique self, showing up into that, you know, and being in this unique self symphony, this unique self jam session where we're all doing our part, you know, and it's this beautiful thing. It's like the self-organizing universe, we call it. You know, it's like the anthill. You know, on the anthill, is there anybody telling the ants what to do? Like the ants all know their different roles. They all know exactly what to do. And inside of that, it's like there's a working that happens. And so that's what we're unleashing, is like this beautiful expression of us all doing our thing. And we've all experienced it. We all have moments where it's like we're in that jam, we're in that groove, you know, and we're feeling like fully ourselves, and other people are feeling fully themselves. And there's no like, oh, I should be more like Lori, or Lori feeling like I should be more like this, or, you know, like it's just like a celebration and an expression of who everybody is.
Amazing. Okay. So I know that, you know, cause I'm totally getting totally jazzed up right now, like just listening to you, I'm like, have this fire in my chest, but there are so many women and so many people listening, I know, who maybe get overwhelmed by the thought of, well, what can I do? Did you find that when you were in the room for 4 days as well, like, did you guys talk about the blocks that would come up with people around maybe wanting to contribute or find their own voice or really contribute in their own way? Were certain things coming up, and, you know, do you have any tips to work through maybe if we have blocks or thinking that, you know, we're saying the same thing over and over again? What would you say to someone?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it got expressed in a lot of different ways. You know, the themes that got expressed about how do you access your unique self? How do you access what it is for you to contribute, right? Because so often we get stopped because we think that we should be fixing the whole thing, doing the whole thing, doing some grand version of it. You know, and what we found over and over and over again was, what's mine to do right here in this moment? Like, what's mine right here? Like, what's mine right here with the day in front of me? What's mine right here dealing with the, you know, the person at the grocery store checking me out? Like, oh, what's mine to contribute? What's mine to love? What's mine to make a difference with? And it's like the integrity moment to moment to moment, that's all there ever is for us to do. And in the same way, it's like, what's our integrity? Like, what are we called forth? What's calling forth inside of us moment to moment to moment? You know, how am I being present with my mom? How am I being with my coworkers? How am I being, you know, in any moment? And we're always at our edge, you know, but when we call ourselves to the highest integrity in each moment, and interestingly enough, what we also found is the highest, quote, integrity, or the way to get past the block, or the way to, quote, make a difference, right? The way to express our unique self usually comes down to something like, what sounds like fun? Like, what sounds like fun? Like right now, like for Kate Maloney, right here in this moment, what sounds like fun? What is there for me to authentically express or give or do in this moment?
Wow. Okay, I'm taking notes. So, I mean, there's so much right there that people like literally can apply immediately, because for me, I know that I used to get really wrapped up in Well, I really enjoy the foundational work and I really love helping people who are just now starting to, you know, break through on their journey, but I'm not this, you know, massive, like business-minded person who's going to take people through all the way through to the end to see their business and be able to launch this thing. And I just remember thinking, I'm not that. And while I'm sitting over here going, but I really enjoy this and I really love contributing in this way. And I really love just this space over here, this really foundational space. And I think for a long time, I kept pushing that aside because I didn't think it was good enough. And once you lift that off, knowing that this is what I'm like, this is what I offer, this is what I enjoy here and now, this is what I'm good at right now, this is where I'm thriving and where I'm really having fun. And when I took all of the other things off, thinking I had to do other things or be a certain way or, you know, be bigger or quote unquote smarter than I felt at the moment, it was like, all of a sudden, I started having so much fun and people really started responding. And I really just started to thrive in my own life because I took all of that pressure off of feeling like I needed to be somewhere else. And I love that. What's mine or where can I have fun right now? Where can I enjoy myself right now? What, you know, how can I help somebody right now in this moment? So thank you for that. That was just amazing. Absolutely beautiful. So what do you kind of envision? What do you kind of hope for this project?
Yeah. So to give people just a little more background is, you know, for the Rise Up movie and the movement, you know, it's not just a movie. It really is the movement. And Rise Up the movie is just the tip of the arrow where we get to penetrate culture, where we get to get into culture, right? And we get to come together to share this message in culture. But the movement itself is so much bigger. It's about how do we live our lives? How do we support each other? And how does Rise Up, how do we provide structures and support and connections and everything that there is to do so we could continue to rise up together? So we have live events. We've got a summit coming up in Santa Barbara. We've got online platform that we're putting out. So there's just all sorts of pieces that's really underneath our collective, everybody's involved, our collective mission to really have a container and a space for us to all come together and rise up. So in terms of the movie, you know, the movie is this a beautiful collection of, you know, interviews from remarkable people, from, you know, John DeMartini to Michael Fronte to Moby to Michael Beckwith to Marie Forleo, Jack Canfield, Dwight Howard, who's like the NBA All-Star basketball player, you know, Tony Shea of Zappos. There's all of these Tony Robbins, the Dalai Lama. I forget about him. The Dalai Lama first.
Hello. You
know? Maybe we're all a Dalai Lama, you know, but it's like, but the unique group of people that's come together inside of this movie, inside of this movement, that are committed and dedicated. You know, obviously Lori, one of our leading woman voices in the film, is, you know, just so remarkable. And so our outcome, our vision for this is to really do everything we can to reach as many people as possible, to get this message out and to inspire as many people as possible. So that's our number one goal. And we're doing it in all sorts of ways. The film is being edited by an Academy Award nominated editor who also sits on the Academy Award voting board. He's really ushering this film in so it could be nominated for an Academy Award. So we're really going traditional track and traditional kind of distribution. And then we're also looking for view on demand and Netflix and iTunes. And then we're really doing also bottom up, which is all of us getting the word out. You know, how do we all together collectively with social media, it's unbelievable the impact we could have and how we could spread a message. And so it's really about how do we bring it all, how to bring everything to bear, to bring this message and this movie into the world.
My heart is literally beating faster because I can feel the passion behind the project. And I want to speak to that. What does it take to get something like this started? And what is it going to take to get it to the place that you want?
How much
time do we have?
Now you're just going for it. Okay. Yeah. You know, and I mean, I'll say that, I mean, you know, Laura, you catch me at a bit of a vulnerable time, you know, and for somebody who it's like, on the one hand, I love to play big games and I love to go for things and I love to be entrepreneurial. And I was actually just talking to my girlfriend about this the other day. It's like, but then there's the other part we don't talk about a lot, which is it can kick your ass, you know, and it can be really hard and it really takes something. And that's the other part of like, what sounds like fun is like, it doesn't leave out that part. You know, it's like, on the one hand, yeah, it really sounds like fun to bring together these people, you know, and it doesn't sound like fun when there's breakdowns and when there's concerns and when you're chasing down legal agreements and when you've got lawyers that are getting clarification, you know, when you've got to pay for legal fees. I mean, it's like, there's a lot of pieces to it, you know, and ultimately it's like it's taken, I don't want to lie, because I think so often inside of like entrepreneurial conversations, it's really easy to have it sound easy, you know? And then so for people listening or when I hear other people's stories, I'm like, oh my gosh, this should be so easy. It's like, no, dude, it kicks my ass. Like every day it kicks my ass. So it's got to be fun because it's kicking my ass. You know what I mean? If it's just kicking my ass, and it's not fun, that is game over, you know? And so it's taken a lot, you know, and it's been massively fun along the way. And like each day I'm inspired and each day I'm like living in a way that is like in alignment with myself and that I'm pulled, like, you know, like, oh my God, this is a day that is like fun and I'm stepping into. And it might be scary and terrifying in many ways because there's things that like, quite frankly, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to deal with that thing, you know? I mean, there's lots of things like that that I don't want to. So I just want to like uncollapse that piece as well, which is, you know, when we go inside and we're inspired, we're pulled by like, for me, like what sounds like fun for Katie's life, like that would be worthy of my life. And in the, and going down that path, you know, because what sounds like fun is this beautiful big game that I created, I made it up. You know, there's a lot of challenges along the way. And it takes something, you know? So in terms of answering your question, like, what has it taken? Oh my gosh, it takes recreating it and bringing myself back to the commitment and the vision every day. Like, what, like, why am I doing this? Excuse me, why? Why was this a good idea? Because you forget, even with the things that inspire us the most. And so we've got to bring ourselves back, bring ourselves back, like, oh, right, this is why this sounded fun. It sounds fun because giving my life to like bringing together some of the biggest world leaders about how we could have a people on the planet that are living inspired life. Oh, right. Like, yeah, that sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. That moves me. That sounds worthy of my life. Mm-hmm. And inside of that, sometimes it's a little, you get beat up a little bit along the way and then I take care of myself, you know, and then I get myself support and I get myself clear and I get myself regrounded, you know, and I talk to people like Lori who goes, awesome girlfriend, keep up the good work. I'm on your team and I'm beside you, you know, and I'm like, oh, right. That's right. Yeah. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you for that, because you totally brought tears to my eyes, because you, not only with the passion before that, but also your vulnerability and being so honest, because your bravery reminded me to be brave and why we need it. Because if you were not doing this, think of how many people already so many people are feeling this and they want to be involved and they feel like they have a place, whether they're just getting started on their journey or whether they're, you know, they want to do something huge in the world. And it's all because you keep on, you know, everybody with this project keeps on waking up and stepping up no matter what's coming at them. And you just reminded me in my life to continue, because, you know, I think what people don't see is, yeah, when you're woken up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. and all of a sudden you just feel weak, you're like, how am I going to do this? And you just have to let that go and have faith and, you know, continue on and know that it's for a bigger purpose. So is there something that you do, like when you just get blindsided by something, do you have a practice? Do you have a faith practice? Is there something that you think of that you, you know, really reminds you to keep going?
Well, I hate to be so repetitive, but I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
You know, actually, and I don't say this a lot, actually what I do is I actually get a piece of paper and I get a blank piece of paper and I get a pen and I write on the paper and I say, what sounds like fun? And I get myself, like, literally, I get myself back to anything that I could get to. Because oftentimes when I'm getting to that place, life does not sound like fun. Whatever I'm doing does not sound like fun. And so getting myself back to, like, oh, right, like, that sounds like fun, you know? And if I could get back, for me, when I get related to, when I get related to, like, what's the worst case scenario, you know, like, what's the worst case scenario that might happen here? And when I could get present to and be in meditation with that for myself, like, what's the worst case scenario here? You know, the worst case scenario is I've invested a significant amount of money. I've invested a significant amount of time. I've made great relationships along the way. I've been inspired. I've become a new person. I've impacted people in the way that I have, and maybe others that I don't even know about, and they've impacted each other, and, you know, we'll have this incredible movie, and you know what? And then maybe some people see it. That'd be great. You know, like, if I could be like, oh, right, that, like, that would be the worst case scenario. That sounds kind of awesome. Like, that would actually be great. And then when I could get to that worst case scenario of, like, I'm actually at choice, you know, I'm not stuck in anything. And actually, like that's like, this is a game I could play. Then I could let it rip. Then I'm in this space where I'm like, oh, right. Like, that sounds like fun. I could do that. That sounds like a good game. And then I'm like, you know what? Well, maybe the next thing sounds like fun. Maybe the next thing, and maybe, and then I begin to see my way back out to a bigger vision that I don't feel dominated by, right? I mean, that's just so the easy thing, is that we get inspired and we create huge possibility. And then what was so inspiring one day, the next day we feel dominated by it. We feel uninspired by it. We feel like overwhelmed by it, you know? And so it's like, okay, great. Like, let's just get on back, get on back. It's okay. You got to take it. I got to recreate myself every single day, every single day.
It's a bit of an emotional roller coaster, but that's what being alive is, right? It's just feeling is the human experience. And yeah, you're going to experience the gamut of feelings. And I actually love that it keeps going back to that question, because it really shows that, yes, while it may not be easy all the time, it is simple. It's continuing to ask yourself those fundamental questions that really get you back to getting excited about life and what lights you up and what really pulls you out of bed every single day. So I actually love that it keeps going back to that one thing, because it shows people you can kind of find that question for yourself, whether it's that same question or not, that you can measure everything against, and it can give you your answer right away. So if I want to be a part of this right now, where can I go? What can I do? How can I help?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the whole thing about Rise Up is it is an open party. So everybody is welcome to the Rise Up party. Come and join me. Come and join John Mackey. Come and join Tony Robbins, the Dalai Lama, everything that we're doing. This is a space of collaboration and connection. So go check out the website at riseupthemovie.com. There'll be all sorts of ways where you could engage, where you could participate, where you could get content and information and inspiration and engagement. We'd love to hear from you. So there's just all kinds of ways that you could join us and participate. We've also just launched our generosity campaign, which is a place where you could really show up and be generous with your gifts to give and join in on the Rise Up movement. And there you could pre-buy your download for Rise Up the movie. You could get cool Rise Up t-shirt and gear. You could get exclusive content. You could get all sorts of really awesome stuff. Heck, you could really join us as a high level partner and come and join us at John Mackey's Ranch for a VIP event. Come and join us at the summit that's going to be happening next February at Bacara Resort in Santa Barbara. There's all sorts of ways to join up and to engage and to participate, and that's at riseupthemovie.com.
Oh my goodness, Kate, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to add?
You know, Lori, I just want to add that I think you are just the most wonderful woman you're just the most wonderful woman of who really inspires me, that really, like, when I'm with you and when I'm connected with you, like, I become a better person when I'm with you. And, like, I get reflected back who I am. And I just really want to thank you, because of the contribution you are to my life.
Well, I'm going to wipe my tears quick, but I'm like so inspired by you. So I'm beyond grateful for that. And thank you so, so much. I needed this conversation probably more than maybe anyone listening today. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, you guys. And we need every single person to be a part of this, whether it's just sharing it, getting it out there, watching it, whatever you want, but you all have your own beautiful, unique gifts. And if you loved this episode as much as I did, I would love for you to share it. Make sure you go to riseupthemovie.com. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.